She's stalked past the office door a few times now, and despite never poking her head in to greet him, their eyes have locked. There was no rush in her gait, and the soft fabric of her skirt swayed around her knees as she carried things to and fro. It was on the fourth pass that she lingered, her soft, bare shoulders pressing into the cool wood of the doorway. She seemed to look him over as if searching for something, but it wasn't until he was finished what he had to say in the ever-pressing meeting he'd been in for the past hour that he looked to greet her with a smile. The smile given in return conjured an intertwined mess of feelings to bubble to life in his gut. Both the butterflies of her beauty danced through his stomach, and the sudden pull of dread pulled him into reality. He knew she was up to something. Just that one smile and glimmer in her eye told him more than what words ever could. Crossing the room with sweet hands laced behind her back, his beloved girlfriend leaned in to press a soft and chaste kiss to his lips. He'd opened his mouth after to question her, but the conversation in his ears shifted back to him, and he leaned forward to unmute himself and answer. There had been a brief pause for her to check the monitor for cameras, and she found herself pleased to be greeted by nothing but boring circles with initials in the middle of them. Every person silent except her boyfriend. She could hear his side babbling away about the important grants they were working on and the fundraising events that had been pushed a full year into the future at the onset of the hellscape they were currently living in. When she shifted her weight to sit on his lap, he made no verbal indication of her joining him. One of his arms wrapped around her waist as if out of sheer habit alone. That comfort had her squirming in his lap, easing back to make herself comfortable. Fingers squeezed at her hip, a little bit in warning, and she turned her face to look over her shoulder at him and saw his eyes full of sternness. He was challenging her. He was telling her that she best behave herself. He said all of these things while speaking circles to his co-workers. For a short while, she did as she'd been told with the glance. Her body relaxed into his touch and her eyes fell shut. The man she was resting on was quiet as well, as the gauntlet was passed to the next presenter. He leaned in to press warm, affectionate kisses on her shoulder and at the base of her neck, reveling in the way goosebumps broke out across her skin. He pulled back, leaning forward to unmute himself again and speak. It was then that she made up her mind, soft body squirming in his lap, eyes locked forward so not to dare meet his gaze that she could feel boring holes into the side of her face. It took only a few minutes for the squeezing of his hand on her hip to involve nails. She could feel the hardness under her warm lap growing with every subtle movement, and the hitch in his voice was intoxicating. She dared to be brave. One of her hands, much cooler than his own, wrapped around the wrist that held her close. She pulled the hand to her thigh, sliding it up until his warm and strong fingers came in contact with a wetness that had hidden itself away in the junction between her beautiful thighs. His fingers flexed and she finally turned to look at him. There was something of a glare on his features. He stared her down with intensity and his nostrils flared. For just a moment she was worried, but that handsome face twisted into a wicked smirk that had her eyes widening. Dragging his hand up further on her thigh, he felt for panties that did not exist. She could feel his chest heave in a soundless laugh against her back, and the torture began. One finger running up and down the length of her dripping slit. He took his time because time was all they had. She would learn patience if it was all he ever taught her. A whispered, "Please," was swallowed by his free hand coming to cover her mouth. He was no longer speaking to his co-workers, but the microphone remained unmuted because he wanted her to face the same struggle that he had just moments before. If she could enter this room and make his cock hard, she could sit still and let him play with her while ears were keenly listening for his input. Her hips squirmed, arching up and desperate every time he got nearer to her clit or entrance. It seemed that he expertly avoided just what she wanted. And when she was about to whine against his hand, he slid one thick finger within her desperate pussy. His hand preemptively tightened on her mouth, and so the gasp was choked back immediately. The slow thrust of that single digit was maddening. She didn't dare move, lest he remove the small bit of relief she'd been given. Her own juices were soaking his palm, and she could hear it just faintly when it came in contact with her clit. She knew he felt it too. Every time he touched her clit, her cunt clenched around him and she could feel his cock throb under her. "Well, thank you," he said, voice gruff but even. "Everyone enjoy their lunch break and I'll speak to you soon." He removed his hand from his girlfriend's mouth and leaned over, pressing his chest more firmly against her back as he disconnected the call. Whether her desperate pleading came before or after the final comfort of the disconnect button, they weren't sure. However, what was immediately forgotten, as her cheek hit the cold glass top of the desk and she was on her feet, ass up, skirt flipped away from her skin. "You filthy fucking D."